Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be talking about is a Shudder original. It's called When Evil Lurks. It's directed and written by Damian Rugna, starring Ezekiel Rodriguez as Pedro, Damian Salomon as his brother Jimmy, Sylvina Saboteur as Mirtha, and Louis Zimbowski as Ruiz slash his bloated ass body thing. Whatever, we'll talk about it. The plot is, in a remote village, two brothers find a demonic, infected man just about to give birth to evil itself. They decide to rid the man, but merely succeed in spreading the chaos. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of When Evil Lurks?
So I suggested this movie to you a few weeks ago because I have been hearing a ton about it on social media.
Yeah, and I didn't do it because I didn't want to watch it. No, that's not true.
I've been like following, you know, all these stories and people saying it's one of the scariest movies they've ever seen. And I wouldn't go that far, but I did love this movie a lot. Like I mentioned to you before we started recording, I kind of stewed on this one a little bit before I was ready to give it a rating because my mind was that fucked when it ended.
Yeah, there was a lot of chaos going on, and I was trying to understand what the hell is happening. I had a lot of questions, obviously. Like, at the end, I'm just like, what the fuck did I just watch? Because there was so much insanity in this movie. It, like, starts off, they go in the woods, they hear gunshots, there's a guy cut in half. And I don't know why. Corey, do you remember why this person was cut in half?
Yeah, they thought it was a puma.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't a puma.
I got attacked by a fucking puma.
It was an actual puma because that seems like pretty ridiculous for a puma. Like to just be flat out straight cut in half.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was a puma at all.
No, I don't think so either. So that's where I'm like, okay, question one. And then next up, they end up going to like this friend's house and they find out that this guy is like a demon. He's fucking bloated looking. He literally looks like the dude from Seven. Remember the fat guy from Seven?
Yeah, Gluttony.
Mixed with the bloater from The Last of Us.
Yeah, so, this guy did not eat a bunch of pasta to get where he was at, though.
No, not at all. He was just bloated with like this demon energy, I guess. And he was just like this giant pile of pus. So yeah, he's just leaking constantly. And they're like, didn't you call anyone about this? Because clearly you should call someone who's leaking pus for a year. You know, and the kid's like, oh, we called someone a year ago. It's like, maybe you should have followed up.
So, yeah, no, he's just taking a dirt nap.
Yeah, that guy was fucking weird looking, though. I'm in the middle of eating, and I was just like, this is bad. Like, I can't watch this right now. I mean, I plowed through it because, like, it was just regular macaroni, but I just... It was hard to put down, let me tell you.
What the fuck? I never understood how people can't watch like gruesome stuff if they're eating. Like, am I the only sick person in the world that can enjoy a meal while watching someone get fucking decapitated?
Yes.
All right.
No. I think it's just the juices. All the juices that were coming out of this guy, and they were all like green colors and stuff. So apparently this guy, he's possessed, right? And he's about to give birth to a demon. And he's been just fucking hanging out for a year trying to, I don't know, maybe hold it back or something. And his mother is praying for him. Obviously, that worked. And then, like, our two guys at the beginning, which is the brothers. So the brothers, Pedro and Jimmy, they're the ones that found the guy cut in half, which, by the way, they were perfectly fine with. It didn't even faze them. They're just like, oh, yeah, there's a guy cut in half. Might have been a puma. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like they saw that. They see that shit every day.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, it's just a normal day. Just a normal day in Argentina. Was it Argentina?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. But,
So I was just going to say, like, what did you think of the beginning there when Armando and his brother think one of those goats is possessed? Like that, what happens here, like just kind of caught me by surprise.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought that was a little crazy. Now, when you say the thought is their goats were possessed, is that the one where like the guy holds the shotgun to the goat's head and blows its brains out?
I am talking about him putting a double barrel shotgun to a goat's head and blowing his head off.
Because this scene is our first dead kid of the movie.
Well, yeah, not only that, but like he shoots the goat, which animal's dying. Like, I don't like that. But either way, this happens. And then this man's wife just has she has an axe in her hand. Mm-hmm. She comes out of nowhere and just slams it into his face.
Yeah.
Then the wife turns the axe around and then starts hitting herself in the face with the blade.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this movie's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, it was a shit show. Starting there was an absolute shit show. Like, she keeps hitting herself in the face with the axe. And at some point, she just started going slower and slower. And it just like, it's like a warm knife through butter at that point. And it's just like, she's just putting it in there, placing it in. And then she finally dies. But it caught me so off guard. Because I knew she had the axe, but I thought maybe she had it just for protection purposes. Not that she was going to straight up put an axe into the side of this guy's face. Like, just boom, 0 to 100. Right after the goat got shot, it was just like one thing after another. But that's when we start finding out that these possessed people or things, whatever, you can't shoot them with a gun. Like, you're not supposed to. For some reason, that angers them. And then they retaliate or transfer to a different body or animal or whatever. See, that's where I was getting a little confused, is how are they jumping from body to body? Like, if one person kills them, do they jump to the next thing? That type deal, almost like a virus?
That's kind of what I was gathering from the way they set this movie up.
Because, yeah, it almost did feel like a zombie movie, you know, or some sort of movie where people become infected and then it starts spreading.
Because it's like when when the dog grabs a little girl by the head.
Oh,
and ran
God.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's sort of like it's transmitting then, because it can go through animals too and humans. But yeah, yes. that scene was like, dude, out of nowhere. What was it, like a pit bull just grabs a kid by the head and runs off with the body?
Oh my God, it was so violent. So here's a little backstory too in regards to how violent this scene is. If you look up the movie When Evil Lurks, you're gonna see When Evil Lurks dog scene come up in the search results. And I'm like, oh no, what the hell is this dog scene deal? So I'm sitting there and I'm watching the movie. Pedro is naked in his ex-wife's house. Just like, he had to take his clothes off for some reason. I think there was the smell of where he was coming from, where all the dead was. Or not dead, or like evil was, right? So he's thinking maybe the evil smell is on him. He needs to take his clothes off. He needs to burn them. He needs a new set of clothes. So he's hanging on his ex-wife's house. Her husband's there with all the kids. He's walking around naked, you know, and they finally get him clothes. That's kind of the backstory there of what's happening in this scene. I'm trying to like set it up. So he's trying to explain evil's coming. We've got to get everyone out of here because shit is about to go down. And before he actually burns his clothes, though, the dog that we're referencing, this big-ass pit bull-looking one, is going and smelling the clothes, and you don't really think much of it, because dogs do that stuff.
Right.
But it was like, it's after the dog, like, smelt the clothes, he kind of just, he sat there still, just hanging out. You know, the kids are near the dog. They're young kids, too. It's not like they're teenagers or anything like that. They are legitimate, maybe 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, young. So the girl is going around this dog. She's petting him and touching him, whatever. And that's what happens, Corey. The dog just straight up grabs her face, borderline puts her whole head in his mouth, and you just see him dragging her and shaking her. It was fucking wild.
Seeing a dog run away with a whole ass human in its mouth was a little jarring.
Yeah, a little bit. And the brother is just like looking on in complete disbelief. He's probably shocked, so shocked at what he's seeing right now that he can even barely talk. Meanwhile, Pedro and his stepdad, they're getting in this argument or whatever. And the stepdad's not listening to him because, like, they're too busy. And the kid's trying to get his attention because now the father finally sees, oh, the dog is, like, annihilating this little girl. And takes her body, just drags it out. And just runs down the freaking neighborhood. My question there. Okay, and here's where I have more questions, right? Why was there zero blood trail You would think if a dog is grabbing a human being by the head and attacking it, there'd be maybe some blood trail happening if it's running down the street with a child, right? And they're just like running all over the place, like, where did she go? Where did she go?
I think the dog hadn't started actually chewing yet. I mean, if the dog hadn't sunk its teeth into the kid, that's why there's no blood. It just gave the kid a gentle tug.
Yeah, just a gentle tug. Like, come on, let's go. We're going to go for a walk.
It's like you walking a dog. Like, there's, you know, you're just the dog that's gentle. It's gentle.
Yeah, just gentle. Just vibing, you know, with my face inside a dog's mouth. You know, just hanging out. We're going for a walk.
Yeah, there doesn't need to be blood, Steve.
Okay. Maybe that's what happened.
I hope that answers your question.
I think it might. I think it answers my question. Good. But yeah, at that point, now we've got like the parents, they're in a frantic, they're running all over the place, going crazy, right? And stepdad decides to get a gun. Pedro is like, you can't use guns. Here we are again, someone else trying to use a shotgun. And Pedro's trying to warn these people to not use guns. I find it weird, by the way, that you can't be using the guns on the demons, especially if you shoot them in the head. It perpetrates things. It makes it that much worse, I guess. Because I do know in the car later, the grandmother, she's actually going through all of the 7 rules of demons. And one of them is don't use guns. There were a few other rules. I didn't write them down, though. Corey, did you write any of them down?
No, absolutely not.
No, that's okay. But they were going through like a few things. It was like, don't say their name. Don't use guns. Things like that. It was a few different things, but I just can't remember them all. But,
so you mentioned the grandmother. I kind of got lost at that part because I didn't realize that that was a grandmother. At what point did they say it was?
Well, I assumed it was because it's Pedro's mom, right? And Jimmy's mom. So
you're right. But when did, like, I guess I missed that part where they introduced a character. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She just straight up like showed up when Pedro arrived in his ex-wife's car. By the way, we've just forgot to talk about the scene of the little girl and mother getting run over by a truck.
Oh, yeah. Well, first dead kid.
Yeah. No, actually, technically, first dead kid was the baby in the stomach. So if you want to count that, okay, dead kid one. Dead kid two is the same little girl who was basically inside the dog's mouth being dragged all over the place. She somehow came back perfectly fine, not a scratch. And the reason being is she was actually a demon. So she was possessed. She looked fine. She came back to mom after the dog was shot by the stepdad. Stepdad gets possessed, right? And that's when the stepdad gets in his truck and runs over his wife and his daughter. It's crazy.
He makes a fucking mess when he does it too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It was like it was like a balloon hit the wall. Like a balloon full of blood hit the wall. It was just splat.
Yep, just splat. And Pedro is like just kind of looking on when he's in another car with his boys and obviously looking on in disbelief because his wife and their daughter just got friggin' annihilated. But the funny thing is, because the daughter's a demon, she's just like next to the truck. She's jumping around, clapping, having fun, having a good old time. The movie's fucked. That was a really messed up scene. Just everything that happened there was total, total chaos. Chaos, Corey.
Yeah, and it doesn't really stop there because then, was it the wife kidnaps a kid, Santino?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then, they make their way to like a friend's house. Oh, my God. They make this is
our third dead kid?
Okay,
so the little kid gets taken by the wife who is possessed, and what is it, Pedro? Is it Pedro that's driving down the road?
Oh, no, that's Jimmy, the brother.
Jimmy, so, I get him mixed up, yeah.
That's fine. So Jimmy is driving down the road. Actually, you know what? You set up the scene, because I set up the last ridiculous scene. Go for it.
I mean, Jimmy's driving down the road, and he finds his wife?
No, it's Pedro's ex-wife.
So Pedro's ex-wife walking down the street with Santino, which is his son. And she's holding Santino and she's digging his brains out and eating his brains.
Yeah, eating it like it's a fucking bowl of ice cream. A bowl of ice cream? Who eats ice cream like that? I mean, okay, wait, I do. But no, she's just walking around, just eating his brains as if he's like, you know, just popcorn in a bowl. And she's scooping it out, going in his mouth. Crazy, crazy. And then Jamie's like, all right, that's it. So he runs her over, runs her into a tree. She's somehow still alive. And I'm assuming, well, obviously, because she's a demon and demons don't really die that easy. And then we start cutting to like the scene. This is more towards the end, right? Where Pedro is with that lady who somehow has this experience with these demons and knows how to fight them, knows how to take out or kill the demon that's hanging out inside the bloated body of... Oh, wait, I got his name, actually. Lewis. His name is Lewis. I'm sorry, no, that's his actual actor name. Ruiz. Ruiz, R-U-I-Z.
Wow, they really mixed it up there. Just change one letter?
Yeah, no, actually two letters, because one's a Z and one's an S, and then there's like L or R, you know. But yeah, basically Ruiz. He's the bloated body that's storing the demon that's about to be unleashed into existence, whatever. So you know what we didn't mention, though? The reason why this is all kind of happening is that they tried to take Ruiz out of his house where he was initially, and they put him into a bed of a truck, right? And as they're driving around, they swerved from hitting a kid, and apparently his body just goes flying. Even though he's like 400 pounds, the body just slid out and just bounced to wherever it wanted. And they were like, eh, you know what? It's all right. Whatever. Oh, you just sent a photo of the little girl with the dog. See, That's after. You know, she was just walking him after.
Pour one out for the little girl who got eaten by a dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's like fucking Cujo.
Yeah, exactly. Cujo was gnarly back in the day, man. I haven't watched it in some time. I remember watching it as a child and it just being crazy, you know?
Because
not CGI shit. That's like a dog having to act like that.
I watched it when I was a kid with my mom and that shit scarred me.
Yeah, absolutely a scar.
I was reading the other day that Stephen King is writing a sequel to it.
Cujo 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. Yep. Steve, you can't put Electric Boogaloo at the end of everything.
Why can't I? Tony Danza did it.
Yeah, true.
The Tap Dance Extravaganza, just to be clear.
Yeah, that was a classic band.
Classic album. Weird sounding album, though. Everything sounds really low. I don't know if you've noticed that. It just sounds like it's really low volume.
Did you know that Jesse went on to become a cop?
I did know that. This is funny. One time I was actually streaming and... He comes in, he's like, hey, what game is this? I'm like, dude, you're the guy from Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. What are you in here?
Nice. Did he know who you were?
I guess so. I mean, he's in my stream, so I thought that was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was sick. But yeah, awesome band. Second album, Electric Boogaloo, fantastic album. Oh, Cujo 2. Where would they go from there? I mean, they did Jaws 2. So is it like a baby thing? Like Cujo somehow had babies and like 30 years later they're born and they decide to actually grow up and attack people again? They're rabid. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I guess it's possible.
I guess. I mean, Stephen King will figure out a way to put that thing out. And then Hollywood will find a way to make a movie of it.
And fuck it up.
Exactly. As always. Well, not quite. I mean, I like there's a few really good Stephen King movies. Even though Stephen King doesn't like them. I think he just wants it to be as close as humanly possible to the writing, which makes sense. But the thing is, those books are fucking ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like 1,000 pages. And scripts aren't usually 1,000 pages from what I gather. They're maybe a couple hundred, not 1,000. I will say this, The Tower... That movie, they butchered that real bad. But also, they tried to jam like a whole freaking anthology into 1.5 hour long movie. I don't know if you saw that one.
Was that the one with Idris Elba?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
I did see that. I didn't read the book, so I had nothing to compare it to. So I liked it, but...
Yeah, when I watched it, it was like just mediocre. There was nothing really to it. It's borderline forgettable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But It, Chapter 1, Chapter 2, those were great. Funny thing... It, the miniseries, just, it's cool and all, but I watched it recently and I'm like, it is kind of cringe. There's a little cringe to it.
Did you see that the spinoff, Welcome to Derry, got delayed till 2025?
Why is that?
I don't know. Everything's getting fucking delayed. Probably the strikes.
Oh, that makes sense. I bet it is because of the strikes. They're all trying to play catch up at this point.
I actually remember, I think I read that today. It got delayed a year or so.
That makes sense. Everything's kind of put on hold. Whatever's being released, I think it's already been written and like cut and everything before the strike happened. So Hollywood's like, well, I mean, people have to get paid. So they're putting it out. But anything new, they're probably just like, no, not happening, which makes sense. Honestly, writers need to be making more money based off all these streaming services. It's like it should trickle down a little bit more, especially like if I'm paying $20-something for Netflix, some of that money should go to friggin' the people that help make the movie happen.
Dude, Netflix finally fucked me on that password sharing thing.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, it's our account, but we share it with like my mom, my mother-in-law, and a couple of our friends.
Yeah.
But basically, you can only use it in your own household now. And you can add an extra username for people outside of your network, but it's like an extra $8 a month.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
So, yeah, they hit me with that like yesterday, I think.
Are you helping your mom pay it?
Just no, like, absolutely not. No. It's not my problem.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That sucks, though, man. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you can create a user, but it really is just to save movies under an account. You have to live here in order to fucking watch. It's stupid. It's stupid.
Yeah. It has something to do with like the Wi-Fi network that you're on. That's how they can tell.
Yeah. Well, what if you're using a VPN? Fuck, yeah. Everything's going to go haywire.
There's a way to make it so Netflix, to tell them that you're like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to figure how to do that, because that's how people are getting around it.
Oh, with VPNs or just to travel? Oh, the traveling thing. Oh, God, that's got to be a mess.
Yeah.
Like anytime someone wants to use your Netflix account to watch a movie. Oh, hey, Netflix, I'm traveling.
Yeah. All I know is I'm not giving those pricks another cent.
It's too much. It's so much money.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Nope.
You know what I'm a strong advocate for? Tubi. I love Tubi. It's free. Thousands and thousands of movies. Actually, it rivals Netflix. There's more content on it than Netflix. It's free. Like, I mean, there's ads, but if you don't mind watching a friggin' 2 to 3 minute ad for just pretty much unlimited content, then why not? That thing could literally just take over every single streaming platform you have, and you just do that and you watch a couple of ads, you're good.
What about like an ad blocker? Can you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I use an ad blocker. I use Brave Browser. And whenever I'm watching Peacock, for instance, remember how we were doing the watch-alongs together? And we'd be like, oh, yeah, we're going to watch some wrestling event. And everyone's got ads. And I'm like, I don't have an ad. What's going on? It's because like I had pop-up blocker on. And it just would bypass it. So pop-up blocker works.
That sounded like an ad for Brave Browser.
I know. It did sound like an ad, didn't it? I love Brave Browser. I recommend downloading it if you're big on security and you want to save on like trackers and blockers and all sorts of stuff like that. It's great. I use it. It's just like Chrome. But
cool. Yeah,
not an ad because I don't fucking make any money for really anything. Yeah, let's get back to it.
I think we're at the part when they get to the school.
Yeah, okay, so we're at the part where they get to the school, and the lady and Pedro, they go in. Apparently, this is where the demon is supposed to be. Like, the bloated body was somehow transferred here. I don't know how he made it there. He's too big to walk, and just looks like if he fell over, he would explode. So he's just juicy. He's real juicy looking.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's juicy.
Yeah, he's juicy.
Yeah. Okay, so he's juicy, wet. He's very wet looking, very slimy. They go to the school, there's like these little girls that are hanging out, and they're all possessed too.
Some shit straight out of Children of the Corn.
That's what I was thinking too. It did have a bit of a Children of the Corn feel, absolutely. So they're hanging out in a classroom, just sitting there. Pedro and that lady are like trying to find the demon, the bloated person, Ruiz. And one of the little girls is answering, saying he's not here. They're all kind of lying to them because they're demons, right? So they're trying to protect the demon inside Ruiz from being born. Like, they're trying to make sure that this demon is born and brought into the world and all hell breaks loose.
So did you think these little kids were doing cocaine when you saw them for the first time and they smeared that white powder on their face?
100%.
Yeah, I did. And then we find out that there's rotting bodies under the school floorboards, and it's actually lime that they use to dissolve the bodies that are in the floor.
Smart. Good for them. That's smart. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Also, you bury them standing straight up.
You know who isn't fucking smart? Pedro.
Pedro is not a smart one.
Because he falls for this little girl telling him to grab an axe from the office while is it the grandmother that's in the room and they fucking murdered her?
Oh, no, not the grandma. It's that lady, the one who had like this knowledge of demons and how to rid them from the earth or whatever. She had like this weird looking telescope looking device thing, which I think was a missile. Like,
they just had a missile in Argentina. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's supposed to shoot some sort of dart, whatever, out of it. And it looks like it's straight from like the 1400s. Like, it just came off a warship or something. They were going to use that and shoot it into Ruiz. And didn't happen. He got tricked by the little kids. The little kids were like, hey, look at that way. And he's like, huh? And they proceed to beat this lady to death. They're hitting her over the head with a hammer. And it is graphic, Corey. It's so graphic.
It is, because they zoom in on every hit of that hammer on her face.
Yeah, and it's just very like, dun, like just dun, dun.
And you hear like the skull cracking with every hit.
Ugh. The sound work in this was great. By the way, it's I think that aspect is fantastic. So yeah, they're beating her brains in with a hammer, dragging her away, straight up Children of the Corn type style. Pedro gets out of the room that he was locked in, where he was trying to find the axe, gets out, and now he's pissed because that lady's dead. He doesn't know what to do. He grabs a piece of that device, that missile looking thing, I don't know, and he starts beating Ruiz over the head with it. He's bashing his brains in, and he dies. But he didn't kill him the way he's supposed to. So Pedro just fucked up, big time fucked up. And now the next thing we see, and Corey, this is friggin' weird, right? A kid coming up from under those floorboards, like basically being born out of Ruiz, and he's just covered in blood. Just a little boy covered in blood starts walking away, and he's like leading the other little kids away from the school. And they're like walking in a field or something, right?
Yep, more Children of the Corn.
More Children of the Corn stuff. So, this was, I think, the demon that was being birthed and brought into the world to, you know, plague the world and all that stuff. I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it, is like the movie actually could have ended there with Pedro fucking up. But then we get this scene with Pedro's autistic child, and he's got all this hair in his mouth. Like, what the hell was that?
I don't really know where all that came from.
Yeah, me neither. So clearly shit is still happening. The demon is still doing all sorts of stuff. The autistic kid, he's pulling bloody hair chunks out of this kid's throat. And next thing you see is Pedro go outside, and he's screaming. He's angry. Obviously, he messed up big time. And that's it. There's no happy ending to this one. And you know what? Sometimes we do like those movies that don't have those happy endings. We've actually talked about that before.
So that was obviously one of my favorite things, man. I love, like you said, we've talked about it before, not happy endings, but it just kind of sets us up for a sequel too.
You think so? Because
I don't know if you noticed, but the kid coughed up a necklace too.
Oh, I did not notice that.
He coughed up a necklace, which was the same necklace that the grandmother was wearing.
Oh. Did he like eat his grandmother or something?
I'm assuming that's what happened, because if you go rewatch it, I rewatched it multiple times and then actually looked it up. That's the necklace his grandmother was wearing.
That makes sense now. So the demon was in the autistic child. But the interesting thing about that is that the demon inside him didn't know what to do, couldn't control his mind, because like the mind of an autistic child is complex, right?
Right.
It could control the body, but the mind itself, the demon didn't know what to do with it. So the demon was basically kept at bay, but apparently was smart enough to realize maybe how to eat the kid's grandmother and like swallow her whole or something, because clearly he's choking on a necklace and hair and things like that. So that didn't even dawn on me. That would have been a plot hole entirely if that didn't even happen, because I wouldn't have even remembered what happened with the grandmother.
Yeah, if you go back and watch that scene, you can sort of hear the metal hit the ground. And I was like, that's not hair. And then I rewound it a couple times.
I missed that. I don't know why I overlooked that. I think I was just so grossed out by the bloody hair that I wasn't even focusing in on a necklace. I was just like, oh my God. But
yeah, that was fucked up too, though, just when he's digging through his kid's mouth.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was absurd. Kid's sitting there, he's trying to eat, and he's like, you know, he starts coughing like crazy. And that's when the father is basically diving into his throat to pull out whatever's in there. And it's just a bunch of blood coming out of his mouth. This movie is wild. And if you have Shudder, I say check it out. But Corey, what do you give it?
This is going to get 5 out of 5 dead kids for me. Like I said before, I stewed on this one a lot after I watched it, and it stuck with me. Like, I watched this probably 2 days ago, and it's something I still think about. And I don't know, man. I feel like that's what a good movie does to you. You think about it after you watch it.
Sure.
And an hour and a half of pure dread in this movie. I love the ending. Like we talked about, it wasn't a perfect ending, and it's leading to probably a sequel. I love this a lot. And like I had mentioned in the beginning there, I'd seen a lot of social media posts hyping this movie up. Mm-hmm. I agree with every single thing I saw about this movie before I watched it. It's fucked up, and it just sits with you, man. So I do recommend this. Like Steve said, you can watch it on Shudder. I believe you can get a free trial. So even if you just watch this movie, I recommend it a lot.
Yeah, but Shudder is dirt cheap anyways. It's like $5 a month, right?
And that it's dirt cheap anyways, so there's no reason you shouldn't keep it because there's a ton of content on there. They have live channels, so you can, there's constantly showing like 3 different live movies or TV shows at all times. So Shudder is worth it 100%. Yeah. And if they keep making content like this, man, Shudder is going to be competing with Netflix.
Yeah, I think though at some point they're going to just be competing with Netflix. I would think more for like, obviously this is for horror. Shudder is straight horror. Shudder's been around for a very long time. I think it even started as like a cable channel. Do you remember when you could buy cable channels, like little add-ons? Like we had the WWE channel and, you know, things like that. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like you said, Shudder's been around for a while. I just feel like they're starting to expand so much that it's worth, what did you say, like just to say $10 a month, but it's definitely less than that. If you love horror, yeah, Shudder is the way to go. And even Screambox. I know we talk a lot about Screambox too. Like there's a lot of these lesser known streaming services that cater to people like us.
Both of them, I recommend it. Think of the amount of movies you can get with just those two services, two streaming services for under $10. They're not affiliated, but they have so many movies, so many horror movies. And I absolutely recommend just checking it out, downloading it. Downloading them both and signing up for free trials. We're friends with the people from Screambox. We don't really know anyone from Shudder at the moment, but we advocate for Screambox. We don't get paid for it or anything like that. We just think it's a great service. Well, we think they're both great services.
Yeah, definitely. Now, with that said, Steve, let's hear your thoughts on the movie, your final rating.
My final rating, I'm going to go 4 out of 5 on this. I had a lot of questions, but I think a lot of those questions might be answered if I watch it another time. I watched it once. I was taking notes throughout it. I think I need to go back again, maybe, and process it. But right now, it's a 4 out of 5. Because, yes, I had a lot of questions. I was wondering what the hell was going on half the time. If you miss dialogue, you're probably going to have to find yourself going back to make sure you're getting, like, the full scope of what the hell is happening. Because it's not in English. It's in, it's in Spanish.
I was going to say, that's something we did not mention at all this whole episode, is that it's not in English.
Yeah, it's not in English at all. It's Spanish. If you know Spanish, good on you. If you don't, you're going to got some reading to do. So there's a lot you have to read. It explains things, but I felt like I was getting lost because maybe I wasn't reading everything as it was coming up. And if I wasn't reading everything as it's coming up, you can get lost. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is with foreign films. Because if there's a lot of content that they're like kind of shoveling at you, like, you know, they're talking about a lot of things, you're going to miss things if you're not a quick reader. So I think that's probably just one of the reasons why things didn't make much sense to me. Or maybe I was overthinking it. That's a possibility too. The practical effects are great. The sound in this movie is fantastic because everything just sounds like very realistic, very squelchy. I'm going to go squelchy. Like squishy. Everything sounds squishy and brutal. And it looks great. I don't know where it was released, if it was actually released in theaters in Argentina or what, but Shudder picked up a good one. I thought it was a good one. 4 out of 5. If I go back and watch it, maybe you'll get a higher score. Maybe I'll be like, I'm still confused. But you know what? I did have a question for you, Corey. Do you think this is something that the US would probably try to remake?
I feel like anything that develops a cult following that is foreign, the U.S. Mm-hmm. will try to remake, because we're seeing it happen with Speak No Evil. Fucking James McAvoy will probably be in this one, too. He'll be Pedro.
James McAvoy will be in this every single remake. I don't even know why we just assume that, but it makes sense to me. You know, he's a great actor. You might as well throw him in everything. But overall, I gave it a 4 out of 5. Corey gave it a 5 out of 5. There were 3 dead kids in it. 3? 4? Bunch.
Yeah, I think 3.
Yeah, 3 at least. Brutal. Very brutal film. Check it out. But I think we can start wrapping it up here. Everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, be sure to tell your friends. We're also a part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to horror to heavy metal to all sorts of stuff. So check out their network, listen to all their shows. They're all great. I've checked out a bunch. Be sure to visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. And if there's anything you want us to review, send us an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use that hashtag 30screamsorless and we'll talk that way. We'll see your message, you'll see your post, and we'll take your suggestions. Also, please buy our merch. I got to pay for those movies I rented and bought. And hosting fees. Hosting fees. I need to pay for hosting fees. I'm not crying. You are.
No, you just were.
Yeah. No, that's the moths flying out of my thin wallet. All right. But no, seriously, buy merch.
Go buy that merch. Yeah, buy the merch. Buy the merch.
Buy the merch. Buy the merch. Buy the merch. Obey. Consume. Buy the merch. All right, everyone. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans. The plot is, in a remote village, two brothers find a demonic, infected man just about to give birth to evil itself. They decide to rid the man, but merely succeed in spreading the chaos. I'm going to read that again. I was reading this all weird. The plot is...
You sounded drunk when you read that.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I was like, okay. The plot is, in a remote village, two brothers find a... Why?
Don't edit this.